I want to preach tonight about John 3. So you turn your Bibles to John chapter number 3. And I want to start reading in verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a man, are a teacher, come from God. For no man can do those miracles that thou hast done, except God be with him. And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I said unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, Nicodemus was confused about this because he was like, when you're old, how can you enter back into the womb a second time? He was confused. So Jesus told him that it was not being born twice, it was being born twice, but it was also being born of the Spirit and of water, of man, flesh. Nicodemus knew his Bible. He was a Pharisee. He knew his Old Testament. So he knew the prophecy of Jesus. He knew that there would be a man. I wonder if in his heart he saw that maybe this was Christ. He didn't know for sure. I don't believe he knew or absolutely sure. But when Jesus was speaking to him, he found out that he was the one Son of God, the only Son of God, whom the Father has sent to redeem the world and to save it from everlasting damnation and hell. Hell was not meant for mankind. It was built for the devil and his angels. It was never meant for us. We condemned ourselves to it when we sinned in the garden. God never intended it for man. But since we sinned, we had to he had come die on the cross and be the propitiation for our sins. Not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He died for the whole world, not just as Adam said. He didn't just die for a few or one or a couple. He died for the whole world. He died for you. He died for me. He died for everyone. No exceptions. And let's see, where was I? Oh, he died in our place for our sins, so that we may praise him forever, and have an eternity in heaven with him forever. We did not deserve heaven at all, but he saw fit to come and die for us on the cross. There was a man in my workplace the other day. I'm sidetracked, sorry. But there was a man in my workplace the other day. Me and him was talking. He comes in there every other day or something like that. And he heard I was preaching, so he decided to give me some pointers. But he preached my whole sermon to me. But the only thing that he did not agree on me with is the fact that once you're saved forever. You're saved, but you have to work, and it's not, he believed in a work-based salvation, but that's not it. Once you accept him in your heart, He has saved you for good. No matter what you do, you're not saved. But we couldn't agree on that. But he didn't even see my sermon. That was a neat part about it. He did not see my sermon. He did not know what I was preaching about or anything. But he basically preached it to me without even me saying anything to him. So I was like, I think I got the right message this time. So, but I don't know. Amazing how God worked that out. And then, let's see. I got sidetracked. Anyway. Jesus told Nicodemus that he came into the world to... Wait, okay, wrong page. Sorry. God gives us a choice to have an eternity with him. Not, he died on the cross, but he did not force it on us. He didn't say that you had to because I died on the cross. He did not say you have to come with him to heaven. He gave you a choice, which I don't know why you would choose hell, but, you know, it is... You have a choice. He gave you a choice. And with that choice, you have the choice to believe in him and live forever in heaven with him, or to not believe him and die forever in hell and have a whole eternity of torment and pain and suffering and damnation. Forever. There's no end to it. There's no end to hell. Likewise, there's no end to heaven. If you choose Christ, you're saved. You live throughout all eternity with him, praising him for what he's done for you. But you also have to tell others. Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." Wait, go ye into all the... Hang on, I want to return to it because I'm misquoting it. I don't want to misquote it. If I find Matthew, that'd be great. Verse number 19 says, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Until he comes, until you die, you're supposed to be telling others. You're supposed to be raising others to him. You know, someone had to tell you, so why aren't you telling someone else? Why? Because if they can't hear it, they will never know. So it's our duty to share with them the gospel. And so that someone else can be saved. So it... And we ought to live it in our lives. It's not just telling somebody. It's also living it in your own life. It's, as Pastor said this morning, doing your devotion each day will draw you closer to him. And when you're drawing closer to him, your life will show it. You'll be different. People will see that you're different and see what you... And come to see what you had. It never said, it said that he came to Jesus by night. Nicodemus. Jesus was preaching and living his life. I think that Nicodemus also not only heard him, but also watched him live of what he was preaching, what he was telling others. And that turned him to hold Nicodemus. That hey, there's something different about this guy. I want to go see what he's doing. And we can technically live that way. I know it, I don't always live like Christ was my Savior. He died on a cross. But we should. I need to do better than that. And if you're honest, you do too. But we need to tell others and show others that you do not have to go to hell. That you can go to heaven. And where you won't be the one to blame for them not believing. If they hear you, they'll hear you, but they won't believe you because you don't live it. And if you don't live it, they say there's nothing different between him and me. Why should I listen to what he has to say? Let's close in a word of prayer. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything given to us, God. I thank you for letting me preach. And I pray for Samuel. He is preaching. I pray that you give him wisdom and you let him not be nervous. In Jesus' name, amen.